Let us go before God today in the name of Christ Jesus, asking God to open up our hearts and our minds to his word. Father, we come before you in the name of your son. We ask God that you be in the midst of this teaching, God, that you open up the minds and hearts of us all. God, those who hear this message, let them be blessed by it. Let it encourage them to be more and more like your son, Christ Jesus, each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's walk through being a giver as we're led by the inspired teaching of the Holy Spirit today. See, there's nothing like having one eyes and ears open to the Word of God. And this is what this message should do today for all of us who call ourselves a believer and follower of Christ Jesus. This is not really about what we think of ourselves. What matters is what God is trying to do with our lives. And being a giver falls under this concept. Being a giver in God's sight is about not about how we think about giving or how we think of ourselves. It has to do with how God has defined for us to become a giver like his son Christ Jesus. So when the Lord comes back, he will reward us. See, God wants to know, how open is our hand when it comes to helping our brothers and sisters, when it comes to helping others, when it comes to helping the poor and needy? How open is our hand? See, God has been good to us. He's been blessing us. But how open is our hand? See, God is trying to find out, are you like my son Christ Jesus? Are you a giver? Do you supply the needs of others? Because I've been supplying your needs since the day you was born. See, if we desire to be like Christ, as commanded by the Father, then we need to understand what God wants us to be, what kind of giver God wants us to be. From the beginning, God demonstrated his giving ways to us. He gave us seed-bearing plants and fruit. God gave us all kinds of beasts and birds for food to eat. We serve a giving God. He's so gracious. He's so wonderful to us. We're not perfect. It is God who gives you and I skills and abilities. See, Moses had to learn this. He had to learn how to be grateful for what God has given him. Even though he was not perfect. You and I need to learn the same lesson. It's not about being perfect. It's about understanding the blessings and the giving that God has poured into our life, no matter what situation we find ourselves in. See, Moses complained about how he was not eloquent in speech and how he was slow in speech. God said to Moses, who gave you a mouth? Who makes you deaf or mute? Who gives you sight or makes you blind? Is not I the Lord? Go and I will help you speak and teach you what to say. See, there's a purpose for the things God do. There's a purpose in what God gives us, whether good and bad, and you and I have to receive this today. God wants to work something out in our life. And sometimes the thing God gives us is not the things we want. It's not the things we desire, but it is the thing that God wants us to have. It may seem bad to us, but it is meant to bring God glory. See, God gives us what we need, but many of us don't appreciate what he supplies. See, God is the one to uphold the cause of the oppressed. He gives food to the hungry. It is God who sets prisoners free. He gives sight to the blind, who lift up those who are bowed down. It is God who loves each and every one of us. See, God watches over us. He sustains us, but he does not frustrate us, but he does frustrate those who do evil. God gives from generation to generation. He's a giving God. You and I have to come to understand this. He may not give you exactly what you want, but he gives you exactly what you need. He is a giving God. He always supplies our need. He always comes through for us. He always watches over us. He gives us what we need. And we need to appreciate what he supplies for us, what he's given to us. See, if God did not give us abilities, we would not be able to learn. We have no knowledge and we have no understanding. It all comes from God. See, everything comes from God. There's not anything you and I create from our hands. It's not anything you and I can come up with our intellect that did not come from God. It all comes from God. So if you have it, you received it. God gave it to you. And you and I must live and be grateful for the things of God. See, he might have gave me a mind, but I may not be fast and running. See, he might have gave me speeds, but I may not be quick at thinking. But see, God still gave me ability. It all comes from God. He's a shield for the blind, blameless, a protector for the faithful. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. We serve a giving and loving God. And if you and I haven't come to the point of establishing our faith in Christ Jesus, where we are grateful for the things that God has given us, even though it's not like somebody else has, though it's not what we think we should have, you and I got to be grateful for the things that God has given us. We have to walk upright before the Lord and so we can receive and be grateful and thankful to God, because we serve a giving God. He always has his hand open to us. Proverbs chapter 2, verses 6 to 8 says, "For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He upholds victory in store for the upright. He's a shield for those who walk as blameless. For he guards the course of the just and protect the ways of his faithful ones. It is God who gives us courage to speak his word boldly and without fear. He says, do not be afraid of what they say, but don't be terrified by the things they may do. Though they are rebellious, you must speak my words to them. Whether they listen or not is not your responsibility. You must listen to what I say to you. And do not rebel. You must open your mouth and eat what I give you, says the Lord. I'm giving you my words that inspires you. I'm giving you my understanding so you may know who I am. I'm pouring into you. I'm giving to you. But you must be able to receive. When Christ called his followers to come, he gave them power and authority to drive out demons, to cure the diseases. He sends them out to preach about the kingdom of God, to heal the sick. Just as the Lord gave power and authority to the 12, he'll give it to us if we become his disciple, if we become faithful in the things of God, if we establish our faith in Christ Jesus, believe in the word of God, receive everything that the word of God is trying to give us into our hearts so we can be like God has called us to be. It's the Lord always trying to give us what we need. But many times we don't receive because we don't want to believe it. Or we don't want it. He came to his own, but his own did not receive him. But those who do believe, he gives the right to become children of God, a child born of God. This is the greatest gift God can offer you and I. It's worth more than silver. It's worth more than any gold that you and I could ever have. It's for us to be given this precious gift to become a child of God. We serve a giving God. There's nothing God won't do for us. There's nothing God won't do for us if we walk in his word and his ways, if we establish our faith in his Son, Christ Jesus. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but receive eternal life. God gave Christ Jesus, his Son, so you and I can be saved through him. And he is a giving God. He knows exactly what you and I need. He knows what we can handle. He knows what we can bear. See, he is God. He knows everything. You and I got to receive. God, thank you for what you've given me, God. I understand I don't have what this person has. I understand that I'm not in the position that this other person are. But thank be to God, you gave me understanding. Thank be to God, you gave me the ability to do the work with my hands and get some understanding in my life about who you are for me. See, Christ came into the world so we who believe will receive all that the Father has given him. Christ is the living water from God. And anyone who drinks of the Lord will never be thirsty. The Lord becomes a spring of living water in our soul. So we can experience eternity with God. We serve a giving God. And you and I must become like Christ Jesus. We must become a giver. We must be a believer who understands that whatever God pours into me, whatever God gives me, it needs to bring him glory. From the Lord comes some gifts and blessings and miracles from the Father, and we must believe to receive it. Let's be sheep of the Lord. For a sheep knows his voice, and he knows them, and they follow him. He gives them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of the hand of Christ Jesus. What a blessing from God. What, see, we're always asking God to give us things that we don't really need. See, you don't really need the big house. You don't really need the expensive cars. But what God has offered to you, you won't receive. You got to establish your faith in Christ Jesus. Become a sheep of God. Become a child of God and listen to his voice and receive the blessing that God has already bestowed on you. He gave you life and he's offering you eternal life today. And you and I must receive it. He's a giving God. Not only did God give us his son, he gave us his spirit to teach us all things of God. To remind us everything that Christ Jesus told us. And through Christ Jesus, we give in peace. Peace that is not given to the world. The Lord gives peace to those who believe, so our hearts are not troubled, so we're not afraid. Peace is worth more than any money you and I could ever work for. It's worth more than any business you and I can come up with. See, peace surpasses all understanding. See, you and I got to understand the greatest gift, one of the greatest gifts God has offered us that we must receive is the peace of God. Receive it into our hearts so we're not afraid and we're not worried about things. It's the peace of God that God is trying to give you and I that we reject all the time. We serve a very giving God. And through Christ, we're given victory over death. Christ did away with the sting of death. He broke the power of sin over our lives. Thanks be to God. We got to be grateful that the things God has given us. He's given us victory through Christ Jesus. We have a giving God, and he's willing to pour into us. We have a giving Savior. He gives us everything we need. You are not without. You have everything you need to become a child of God. You got to understand what God has given you. He's a giving God. And he's not done yet. Christ Jesus said he's coming, and he's bringing his reward with him. He will give to everyone according to what we have done. And we must become a giver. We must become like Christ Jesus in every way. See, giving is a very interesting behavior. Because there's so many degrees of giving. See, some give from their position. They've been blessed by God and they elevated up, and therefore they have the ability to give and help others. Some give from their love of others. Yet others give because that's part of their faith. They've been taught this from a child that you need to give, you need to pay tithes and offering, you need to be a giver. But what's more important than that kind of giving is when you and I become a true giver. And we start giving from our hearts. And not to be recognized by others, not to be recognized by anyone, but because we are a child of God. Because God has poured into our life, because God has been so gracious and given to us, you and I, in our heart, comes out of our heart is this willingness to give, to help others, to give whatever we can, to help in every way, Lord. See, that's the kind of giver God is asking you and I to be, like his son Christ Jesus, to suffer for others if we have to just be a giver, to be someone that's not holding on to something, but willing to release it and let the power of God work in this situation and work in somebody's life. See, God wants to give to each one of us. Not through the old life we live, but through the new life that we have through Christ Jesus. See, God wants to place his word in our heart and on our lips. See, God wants us to have his spirit living inside of us to help us make decisions along the way. So we're the kind of person that God wants us to be. So we have the breath of the Almighty living inside of us, inspiring us to do things that God has called us to do, to giving us and equipping us in every way. We all need what God has given. We need the Spirit of God living inside of us. We need to study God's Word so we know that we can be the kind of person God has called us to be, because we focus to change our lives to be like Christ Jesus. so we can enter into the kingdom of God and be born of water and spirit. We know that flesh gives birth to flesh, but the spirit gives birth to our spirit, and we need the spirit of God living inside of us so we can receive from the Lord. God is offering us his spirit. You and I got to be able to receive it. We got to be in the right mind to receive the things of God. We got to stop hoarding everything. Stop trying to be ungrateful for the things that God has already blessed you with, and become a giver and receive from God so you could be a blessing. See, God wants to take it into our heart, his spirit that testifies of the things of God, that we're not accepting the spirit testimony. We're not listening to what God has to say and the person God wants us to be. We're grieving the Holy Spirit. We're not conforming to the ways of God. God gives his spirit. All we need to do is accept the truth to come from. For the one whom the God says he's to speak, he only speaks the word of God. See, for God gives his spirit without limits. God is such a giving God. He pours into us, but we struggle to receive that which God wants to give to us. We struggle to let it reign in our hearts and our minds and our bodies. And therefore, we don't become the kind of person and giver that God wants us to be. What God is trying to give us, we can't offer to ourselves. We must receive it from God. If we don't understand his purpose and meaning, then it will be useless to us. We'll use it on ourselves. See, Christ says the spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. But you and I, we're always wanting God to give us more fleshly things, aren't we? Lord, if you can just give me a better job. Lord, if you can just give me a bigger house. God, if you can just give me more cars. God, if you can just give me more money. Always fleshly things. But these are not the things that will bring us into eternal life with God. We need to start understanding what God has already given us and what he's trying to give us through his spirit. The words that Christ speaks are spiritual, and they give life to us. But we don't believe. We don't receive it. It has no value to us. And therefore, we don't receive the things of God. We don't receive what God has given us. It's through the Spirit, we're given endurance and courage to the word of God. So we're given a spirit that causes us to become unified in Christ Jesus. With one heart and mouth, we glorify God in Christ Jesus together as one. But you and I don't want to receive that. But this is what God is trying to give to his children. Spirit of unity in the body of Christ. See, God gives us the same spirit through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. God gives us all the same gift to what he gives to believe in Christ Jesus, to walk in the Spirit of God. We're given to live our lives in Christ and give ourselves over to the will and purpose of God. If we want to receive what God has to give, we must be willing to receive the things of God and not the things that you and I want. See, we all need the Spirit of the Lord inside of us to help us to be more faithful, to help us to receive healing, to help us receive miraculous powers, to help us receive the power of prophecy, help us to speak in tongues, to help us to interpret tongues. We need the Spirit of the Lord living inside of us. We need what God has to give us so we can receive all that God has in Christ Jesus for every child of God. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 through 11. All that the Father, all that Christ Jesus has to give comes through the Spirit of the Lord. It's the same Spirit. No matter what you call yourself as, you're a child of God, you're Baptist, it's the same Spirit. See, if you're a child of God and you're a Methodist, it's the same Spirit. If you call yourself a child of God and you're not a denomination, you're non-denomination, then it's the same Spirit. God gives the same Spirit to us all. You and I must come to understand we're receiving the same Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 8 to 11 says, to one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by that one spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, to still another the interpretation. And so all these are the work of the one and the same spirit. He gives them to each one just as he determines. It's the same spirit of God. You and I, as a child of God, we receive the same thing, though the Spirit equips us in different ways. It's the same Spirit of God. What God has given us allows us to live a holy life and not continue in impurity. But we have to be careful as we look to establish ourselves in the things of God. For it says the one who rejects instruction does not reject man, but God, who gives us his Holy Spirit. We serve a giving God, and God is still in the giving business. And we need to receive all that God through Christ Jesus has given. We're not only to receive, we need to obey. See, those who obey God's commandments live in him and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us, because we live by the Spirit that gives us eternal life, that gives us understanding, that gives us and equips us with the blessings of God and the gifts of God so we can do the work of God. It's for this reason you and I have become a giver that's like the Lord. Must learn how to be a giver, to one who's not heavy-handed and tight-fisted towards our brothers and sisters, but for us to be open-handed and freely give as the Lord has freely given us. God has been good to us. No matter what circumstances or situation we find ourselves in, God has been given to us because he's given us his Son, his Spirit, and his Word. And no one can snatch that from us. No one can take that away from us. If we put it in our hearts and we live by it, it will guide us into the things of God. The Spirit of the Lord teaches us to be gracious, to give graciousness to others, to give without having a grudging heart. The Lord has blessed us with all kinds of works and all gifts and ability and everything we put our hands to. Therefore, we have to be a blessing. We have to be willing to bless others, because we will always have the poor among us, the Lord said. We are commanded to open up our hands toward our brothers and sisters who are in need. You and I have a responsibility as a child of God to be a giver. We have to be a giver. We have to love our brothers and sisters, love our enemies, and pray for those who persecute us. God is a giving God, and we being a child of God must be a giving child. Someone that God can pour into and then we pour out of. He causes the sun to rise on the evil and the good. See, it's the God is a giving God. He never holds back. He is always wanting someone to come into his presence, someone to come into his understanding. He says, rain on the just and the unjust. But we must be willing to receive and understand that God has blessed me so much I can spread out these blessings. I can help my brothers and sisters. I can help those I don't know. I can help those widows and those who are poor and orphans. God has blessed us. We can do this. We don't have to have everything. We don't have to have every night. Nice car. You could be a giver. See, you don't have to have all that money in the bank. You could be a giver. See, you don't have to have those fancy cars and those big houses. You could be a giver. You could be like Christ Jesus. We must be a giver. Giving to the needy. Not letting our left hand know what our right hand is doing. We're giving secret. We don't give. See, God teaches us how to be a giver. Lord help us. We give in secret. We're not out here trying to promote that we're giving. It's just in our heart. You know, when it's in your heart, you're just a giver. You just give to people, man. You just help somebody. You don't go around taking notes, writing it all down. Oh, on this day I gave to this, and on this day I gave. See, that ain't the kind of giver God's creating you to be. It ain't for tax purposes you're giving. You're giving because you are a child of God. Then the Father who sees us giving in secret will reward us. See, Christ suffered so we can receive what God gives. We must be willing to suffer so others will receive what God has given to them. Therefore, you and I must become the kind of person God wants us to be. We must be the kind of person that does not strike back when others strike us. We don't stop someone from taking our clothing. We give to everyone who asks us. We do to others as we would have them do to us. We're not only believers, we're givers. God gives to us, and therefore we give to others. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured into our lives. So Lord says the measure we use will be measured to us. So you and I got to be a giver. God is a giver. Christ Jesus is a giver. His Spirit is a giver. And you and I being a child of God, we must be a giver. We can't just give to our churches, to those we know. We must give to anyone who asks us, God says. Christ teaches us to give to the poor, to the crippled, to the lame, to the blind. Then we will be blessed. And though many cannot repay you, you will be repaid, says the Lord. The resurrection of the righteous, God said, you and I, he had his reward in his hand. He said, I will repay you because you did it in secret. You blessed someone who could not repay you. You gave to someone that would not understanding that you're never going to get this back. See, he said, I count it all joy. You got to count it joy when God makes you a giver. We're called to be a blessing. We must bless and not curse. There must be unity in the body of Christ. There must be unity and equality in the body of Christ. There must be harmony and peace in the body of Christ Jesus. And for that to happen, you and I, who God has gifted, you and I, who God has blessed, must be a giver. Go with me to Romans chapter 12, verses 14 and 16. We must be givers, Lord help us. We must be a believer who blesses others. We cannot be proud, we cannot be arrogant, we cannot be conceited, the word of God says. You and I did not come to God just so we could receive everything from God. We came to God to be a servant of God, to be a blessing of God, to be an overflow, to be a vessel for God, so God can pour into us, and that pouring can go through us, and others can receive and understand and come closer to God, come closer to Christ Jesus, and they too will become a blessing to God. See, you and I are someone who must become a true child of God. Romans chapter 12, verses 14 and 16 says, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but be willing to associate with people who have low position. Do not be conceited. See, we're taught to give to everyone who owes you. If you owe taxes, then God says you need to pay taxes. If you owe revenue, then you need to pay the revenue that's due. If you owe respect, then you need to pay respect. And if you owe honor to someone, then you need to pay honor to that person. God says we need to be a giver. We're instructed to give what we have decided to give in our hearts, not reluctantly, not under compulsion. But God loves a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound in those who in all things, at all times, all we need and all we have is to be able to abound in good works because God has made and blessed us and made us a child of God and we are a giver. We're like Christ Jesus. We're like the Father. We work and we do work and we bless those who are less fortunate than us. We came to God lost and broken, having no means. We cried out to the Lord and he seen our suffering and he opened up his hand and he gave us all that we needed to be lifted up. And once we're lifted up, we cannot turn to our brothers and sisters with our tight fists and tell them to cry out for help. God has blessed you to be a blessing to others. Telling them maybe God will help you like God helped me. God made you into a child of God so you can be a help. So you can do the work of God. He raised us up, each one of us, so we can be a blessing to others. So God will then continue to pour into us and then God will be glorified through the work that we do. But we can't be tight-fisted. God has been blessing us. He pour into us finances. He pours into us gifts and ability so we can make it, so we can have a purpose in our lives, so he supplies all our needs. So you and I can't be tight-fisted with the blessings of God. See, we can't hold it and hoard it, the word of God says. We can't be conceited about the blessings of God. See, God said, you just got to let it flow. So you need a dollar, the other $2 can flow out of your hand and bless somebody else. Because God says, when you are like this, when you come into my son and you become a giver like he's a giver, like, then you and I start seeing an overflow of God, not only in our life, but in the life of those we are pouring into it, and then God would bless us with even more money. See, and as we can't then start, we start hoarding. No, you got to keep your hand open, God said. You got to let it flow from you and taking what you need, supply your needs, but not all of it. See, because some of it needs to flow to someone else. Somebody else needs your help. Somebody else needs you to be a giver. Somebody needs you to be pouring into their life to be a blessing in their life, and God will reward you. He will see what you do in secret. He'll raise you up. He'll pour into your life. He'll flow more profit and more prosperity into your life, and you'll be a giver of God. You'll not hoard anything. You won't be conceited. Satan won't have his hand on you. He won't be able to talk you into becoming this conceited type of person, because God has blessed you from the beginning. And for those who are in need of help, the Lord is clear. We who still should still no longer must work and be useful with our hands, so we may have something to share with those who are in need. So let's be clear about what God has said when it comes to being a giver. We give, but those who are receiving are giving, are not to sit there and just do nothing. God says, no, when somebody blesses you, you take the blessings and you allow that blessing to help stand you up, so then you can work with your hands and then you can become a blessing to others. For the faithful of God, it is clear that we must maintain the things that God is teaching us in his word till we are all come together in the body of Christ Jesus. Don't forget how to do good. We continue to do good, but continue to share with our brothers and sisters. And we offer up sacrifices that are pleasing to God, that he will see what we do in secret. God will bless us. He will grant us joy and peace in our lives. Prosperity will be ours. And we won't be hoarding and we won't be conceited, Lord. Bless us with so many things, understanding, knowledge, gifts, and abilities, and ability to generate finances and revenue. God, you generate buildings and houses, God, but we're not conceited, Lord. We let some of this stuff flow through. It's not about profit, God. It's about your glory, God. We let everything that you pour into us give you glory, Lord Jesus. Praise God. We serve in a giving and loving God who gives to those who seek him, who walk in his ways. Praise God. Christ came to show us, each one of us, how to become a giver. Knowing God will reward us. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we've not been raised to be a giver. Far from it, Lord. This world has taught us to be self-seeking, to be self-centered, to be conceited and greedy. And those of us who do give only give in the ways that we're not suffer at all. They won't cause us any heartache. See, sometimes we get to our churches to be recognized. We feel like we're givers then. But we don't give in the secret as you instructed, God. See, there's a hard lesson for me to learn. I thought that paying tithes and offering was the gist of my giving. To God, open my heart about what it means to give from your heart. It's not a religious thing, see. It's not a religious practice is what you and I got to learn. This is becoming giver from my heart. Whatever you have, whatever you are able to give it in secret, and God will bless you. It was a hard lesson. I thought I was a cheerful giver. But now I understand so many times I was tight-fisted, unwilling to help. I put rules in place. I put constructs in place. I only give if this happens, or if they do this. See, but I'm not God, and neither are you. But we are a child of God. And therefore, we must emulate the things of God and the ways and behaviors of God and the behaviors of Christ Jesus. And that behavior needs to be giving. Thanks be to God, to Christ Jesus. He continues to open up our eyes to the word of God. He continues to uncover our ears so we can hear. He changes our walk along the way. He changes our mind and our attitudes and our belief along the way so they get right with God. So we don't have to become the person that God has to correct and discipline and punish. We become the kind of person God could easily change. Forgive me, God. I thought one way, but you showed me another. When it comes to giving, God, you surely open up my eyes. That we need to be a true giver. We need to give from our heart. We need to give in secret. We need to look for God's glory to be glorified in our giving. And then when Christ Jesus comes, he will come and he will reward us and God will bless us and we'll be singing rejoicing hallelujah because, Lord, I thought this stuff was for me, but I found out that this was not for me. There was overflow coming to me and I learned how to let some of it flow through me and somebody else was blessed. See, somebody else was able to see the blessings of God and give God glory because of my giving, but I didn't pronounce it. I didn't go waving it around on the internet. See, I kept it in secret. I said, God, I know you see the works of my hand. God, I know you see what I do in secret. Lord, I look to that day that you didn't come and reward me, God, when you judge me based on what I've done because you changed my heart. You changed my mind. You gave me understanding and you gave me your peace. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for making us a true giver. God, our hearts, God. God, our minds, Lord Jesus. We got so much to overcome, God. But thanks be to God today. We know we need to become the right kind of giver that God will reward us and bless us and strengthen us and guide us each and every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father God.